Next one, we say GMTM.
From Shaquan to it is, Suzoza Moya.
Fresh breakfast is on us. NSK and Shaquan. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It is 6:49 right now. We just checked out a Boyz II Men with Roll With Me. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio, am I? It's the NSK and Shaquan. We've got your traffic coming up right now, and then we'll have that conversation about the 12-hour interruption. Water interruption for that matter.
Listen and win with Fresh FM. Check out all our competitions and giveaways on freshfm.com.na/competitions.
It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
Let's have a quick look at your road conditions for this hour. And I be reminded that all traffic reports and updates on Fresh FM are proudly brought to you by City Police. If you're finding yourself in the Katutrok, Mazdala, Western suburb areas, it seems like all traffic lights are functioning well, and that is the same for Central Business District areas or City South. If there's any other changes that you do observe, simply send us a voice note on WhatsApp or Telegram. Our number is 0800 1029.
That was the Fresh FM Road Report.
Energize with Fresh Breakfast. Wake up on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It is 6:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A bitter cold morning, 23 days into the month of May. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, yesterday, the whole country was in some sort of turmoil after an announcement was made by NamWater, which led to a panic of some sort. But don't worry, that's why we are here, okay, as Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Abudi Stephanus Mukuya, the NamWater Commerce Regional Area Manager, to talk about the 12-hour water interruption as announced yesterday. Abudi Stephanus.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
How's the morning this far, Stephanus?
No, the morning is quite good. It's becoming chilly.
We're going to have to double up on jerseys the same way I'm doing right now. Stephanus, let's get right into it. Yesterday, your organization that you represent, being the Commerce Region Area Manager, NamWater announced that water interruptions. Walk us through the actual announcement.
Yes. Thank you for inviting me and also NamWater to set the record straight. Yes.
The
12-hour plant water supply interruption is actually going to happen at our water treatment plant here in Okahanja. That means we are not going to pump or supply water to the city of Windhoek. Now, this interruption is only going to affect the customers that are being supplied or serviced between Von Bach, which is in Okahanja, and the city of Windhoek, where we have our storage reservoir. Meaning the residents of the city of Windhoek are not going to be directly affected by the water supply interruption.
Okay.
All right. So which areas, though, if you maybe just had to name a few, would actually be affected? Maybe that's where we need a little bit of clarity as well, because it's not to say that it's going to be some, you know, certain parts of Windhoek, but which areas is it outside of Windhoek that might actually get affected, or how is it?
Yes, the areas that will be directly affected by this 12-hour supply interruption is basically at Brakwater. All the residents around Brakwater area depend directly on our system, as well as the Nami poultry industry. That's now the chicken industry near the
plant,
the
yes.
roadblock.
Explain the reasons why the need for this 12-hour water interruption that will affect the areas that you just named.
Yeah, thank you. The reason for having the planned 12-hour interruption is basically to do routine maintenance on our pipeline. Because as you are well aware, this system is quite aged, so we have to maintain to improve reliability of the system.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So how often, with actually even you mentioning that the system is aged, understandably so, how often will this maintenance actually take place?
Normally, we schedule this type of maintenance at least once a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just to improve reliability of the system.
Can we foresee a situation of water interruption or similar maintenance that may be planned in the future that will directly affect residents of Windhoek?
At this stage, we are not having any planned maintenance of a similar nature, apart from a normal breakdown. Yeah. Of the system.
Right.
That is unscheduled.
Yeah. Right.
Now, thank you so much, Stefana Samukuya. Please understand that you're a friend of the brand, and from time to time, we will annoy you early in the morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. You are most welcome.
All right. Fantastic. And drive safely to school. We understand that you're on your way to dropping off the kids to school now. Be safe, as a belief.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's the spirit.
Bye-bye. This is a song for December.
Whenever, wherever you are, wherever you at, you are tuned into Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
I hope that clears the confusion.
Yeah, and there's no need to panic.
No need to panic.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what it is? It actually took me back to the time when I was living in Ongundiva, hey? There was a time where we went 3 weeks without water. Not necessarily. Yeah, it wasn't like completely shut.
The water pressure was very weak.
Actually, they only opened water for maybe sometimes even just 30 minutes per day for 3 weeks. When I tell you, bathing in buckets and... should I drink this water now? When is the water going to come back?
Yeah.
The only thing that saved me and my household was the fact that I had someone who was at home all the time.
So she
would do is that she would leave all the taps on. We leave the taps on all the time so that when the water comes on, you hear it. Though I remember there was a time where we left them on and around about 3 a.m. or so, the water came on.
Oh,
hey,
my word,
when I woke up and just started filling buckets and things, it was crazy.
Are you serious?
Yes, that happens a lot in the north.
Okay, but like, don't they like alert when exactly they will have the 30 minutes?
No.
Yo?
They don't. You just either catch it or you don't, because for the most part, people live alone. Imagine if you actually do live alone and you actually miss that period of probably getting back from work or whatever it is. It was rough, guys. 3 weeks. We just, it was dusty.
Speaking of water interruptions, in December when I was in Walvis Bay, right?
Yeah.
The last couple of days, because I said Happy New Year that side. There was a thing where after 1 or after 12, they closed the taps. So do we have a water problem in Namibia in general?
In general? I don't know, man. I think it's also, I had a conversation with someone who actually works at NamWater, an acquaintance of mine. And what he said was, it's not necessarily that we don't have enough water, but this was a conversation like a year ago.
Yeah.
But what he said was, we as residents of Namibia, actually, we're not as, we don't know how to conserve water. We don't know how to use water wisely. Okay, so now you also have people who have all these bills, you know, that has accumulated over the months and they just don't pay it. But in order for us to kind of control the supply on our end, we might as well just give you certain times that we just switch it off, because that actually helps a lot.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. We've got the news coming up on top of the hour. In the next hour, we will have so much more lined up for you, including a conversation with a certain reverend. Stick around.
So, do you come here often?